A man, a plan, an endless wave. Gary Saavedra brought the Panama Canal a new claim to fame when he surfed the world's longest wave. He hung loose for 3 hours, 55 minutes, and 2 seconds, traveling a whopping 41.3 miles continuously on his surfboard. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Gary Saavedra is a 13-time Panama National Surfing Champion, a Central American surfing champ, and surfing runner-up at the Pan American Games. But Gary doesn't just want to be a champion. He wants to be a record holder for the longest time spent surfing a single wave. In 2006, the current record is 1 hour, 6 minutes on a non-static wave in open water, which means the wave is outside on a lake or ocean and not stationary. Though it's outside, that doesn't mean it's natural. Natural waves don't last for an hour. But Gary can surf open water behind a wake boat that generates a continuous wave. And he wants to use his surfing gifts to bring positive attention to his home, Panama, by becoming the first person to surf in the Panama Canal. Gary hopes to surf across the canal over 47 miles from the Pacific to the Atlantic. But there's a reason no one's done this yet. It's illegal. Anyone trying to surf the Panama Canal will be shot on sight. Or be fined a little bit. One of those. Pretty sure it's the fine. The Panama Canal, which links the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans between North and South America, is a major international shipping route. Authorities aren't keen on jeopardizing all that international trade for a stunt. It takes Gary 5 years to convince the government to let him surf the canal. Finally, they agree. He can attempt the feat in spring 2011. Gary gets Red Bull to sponsor the feat and Guinness to officiate his double world record attempt. He's aiming for the longest continuous time surfing and the longest single wave ever surfed. Gary decides to surf on March 19th, 2011, his daughter's first birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Dad will see you tomorrow. Today's all about me. Around 6:40 a.m., Gary grabs a rope and pops up his surfboard on the wake boat's 2-foot wave. Gary finds his balance and throws the rope back to the boat. Now, there's nothing connecting Gary to the boat. If he falls or loses control of the wave, it's over. It's not the tallest wave, but it's strong enough to keep Gary moving. He alternates between standing and crouching to maintain his balance. Everything is smooth surfing until some additional waves hit him. A 1,000-foot-long vessel loaded with red and green shipping crates sails by, sending choppy waves right into Gary. Apparently, Red Bull didn't pay enough to have the canal all to themselves. Red Bull gives you waves! The big freighter is the first of many ships Gary has to deal with. The Panama Canal is not closed for business. Tankers, yachts, and cruise ships pass by all morning, each sending massive waves at Gary. He says he almost falls 8 different times. Staying on the board puts constant pressure on his legs. He fights off leg cramps, surfing on through green water. After 1 hour and 6 minutes, Gary's done it. He's beaten the record for longest time surfing. He holds the Panama flag over his shoulders as he keeps surfing. He's not done. He wants to cross the entire canal. Meanwhile, his daughter sits at home, staring at an unlit birthday cake candle and crying. Kidding! She's with Mama and she's cheering Dad on. At 3 hours, 13 minutes, the cramping in his right thigh worsens. The team on the boat throws him water, ice, and a banana. But even a banana can only do so much. Gary's thigh starts to spasm painfully, and he finally, reluctantly, calls off the surf. Gary ended up surfing 41.3 miles. He almost made it most of the canal. And he set 2 Guinness World Records for longest wave ever surfed and longest time on a non-static wave. And he shared the glory with Panama. And spent the rest of the day with his daughter. After working up a serious appetite, guessing he helped her polish off quite a bit of cake. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, Check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by Red Bull and Guinness World Records incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.